We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I really enjoyed this guest, and it's very interesting. Are there extraterrestrial life, all the different things? And he is a travel connoisseur on the Travel Channel. I'm excited to welcome the program Josh Gates of the Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown. Josh, thanks for calling. And everyone says, is there other life forms on Earth? Or are there other things? And the search is a very interesting search in season one, wasn't it? For sure, Josh.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's one of the big questions that mankind has been asking itself forever, is there other life in the universe? We tackled it a little bit earlier this year in a four-part special on the hunt for extraterrestrials, which was incredible. It was an opportunity to go and hang out at NASA Mission Control in Houston and speak to some of the astronauts on the space station. We got to go and meet with scientists around the world operating deep space telescopes, and to meet with believers, to meet with people who claim they've seen UFOs. So it was a cool opportunity to look at the question from both a really scientific point of view and also from the point of view of pop culture, the point of view of you know, true believers. And look, I think there's no doubt that we're probably not alone in the universe. It's a big, vast universe out there, and I think the more that scientists begin to peer out into that universe, the more they begin to think that it's likely that we're not alone. As to whether or not life has been here and visited us, I don't know. I'm a little bit more skeptical about that.
So from the success of the four-part special, you guys decided to do another season on this, and I'm sure you're enthused about this, to go and explore more places, because that's what you like doing, Josh, for sure. And I guess the feedback was tremendous from the first show, right? It sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, so we're entering our fourth season of Expedition Unknown, and both last year and this year, we really kicked off our seasons with these big four-part specials. And so moving ahead, we're back on the air December 27th at 9 p.m., 8 Central. And once we come back with all new episodes, we're going to be investigating mysteries all over the world. So we're going to be going everywhere from here in the United States. We'll be investigating the pirate Jean Lafitte down in New Orleans. We'll be investigating the famous outlaw Butch Cassidy.
Wow.
We're also going to be going all over the world. We're going to be in Egypt doing a special on great women of Egypt and Cleopatra and Nefertiti. We're going to be in Guatemala investigating Mayan ruins that have never been seen before. We're going to caves deep in Ecuador, and we're premiering our first episode of the season is going to be about the Vikings. So we're going to be going all over the Viking homeworld to understand the many mysteries of the Vikings. So it's going to be a really ambitious, big season, and we're really thrilled for it to start.
So, Josh, so you do have a historical background as well, your travel, but also the historically, when you talk about Cleopatra and all these different things you're investigating in your expedition.
Yeah, you know, I grew up as a kind of history nut and a travel nut. So I was inspired by Indiana Jones. I loved, as a kid, Goonies and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all those kind of things really captured my imagination. And I went to school for archaeology, have a degree in archaeology. But really, I think, you know, my on the show, I'm more kind of playing the role of just curious explorer. You know, I want to go out and meet the archaeologists out in the world that are at the forefront of discovery with these different topics, and really link up with them and experience what they're doing firsthand. So it's an awesome opportunity to take a love of history and to work with some really amazing experts around the world.
Definitely, because the experts make it fun, right, Josh? You learn something every day you're traveling and getting to see these places. Like, I didn't know about this or the Mayan ruins, or I didn't know about Cleopatra, or I didn't know other specific things when you're investigating. You're like, holy cow. That's interesting tidbit.
Yeah, some of these people are incredible. You know, the guy that we are going to be working with on the Mayan episode, he's been investigating this really remote Maya ruin deep in the jungles of Guatemala. He's been investigating there for about 30 years. So this is a guy who just knows everything about this place and about these people. So to be able to link up with them and to investigate new tombs and pyramids and things like that is really extraordinary.
Do you allow people in social media to kind of give you ideas for the next season coming up and stuff of other places that you want to explore? Is that part of the process of a lot of brainstorming?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. With the whole country, there's a lot of interesting places.
One of the great things about social media is the ability to have that kind of back and forth conversation. I'm on Instagram at ATGram. I'm on Twitter at Joshua Gates. And we had a lot of back and forth dialogue with fans of the show. And really what we're looking for are places in the world where real discoveries are being made. So anytime we hear about something going on where there's a real discovery or a new kind of a new way of understanding about a mystery or a legend, then those are the stories that really excite us.
And what excites you the most of the season? What would you say is your favorite travel place that you went to and explored?
You know, I have to say, there's so many episodes of this season that I really love. Our season premiere, I'm stoked about, which is this two-part episode on the Vikings. You know, the Vikings are like, they're such a part of our pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
We have this image of them, you know, as, you know, the guys with the helmets and the horns and the spears and, you know, the shields and the axes, and they're like just these crazy warriors who, you know, rape and pillage, and we just have this image of them as these crazy, you know, berserkers. And the fact of the matter is the Vikings were a much more complex civilization, and they were really extraordinary explorers. And so a lot of the show has to do with the fact that these guys went from the Viking homeland in Scandinavia, they sailed to Greenland, to Iceland, and they sailed to North America, you know, 500 years before any European did. So it's a really cool show investigating Viking mysteries and where they went to and how they pulled it off. And so that, for me, is one of my favorite shows of the season.
I love it because the Vikings and the history and Josh, what's interesting when you think about the Vikings is you think that they were all horrible people, but yet they were just trying to survive, and that's how their survival was. Hey, we need to take over these areas because we just don't know the unknown of the other people. People don't understand at that time period, specifically they're conquering because they either have to conquer or they'll be conquered. That's the real thought.
Yeah, I mean, they're living in a very intense, difficult time, but they're also just really bold explorers. I mean, idea of sailing in the types of boats that were available then across the North Atlantic to places like Greenland is really scary stuff. And these guys were master navigators. They were really, really good at sailing. They were really good at fighting. They were fierce warriors for sure. But they also were a much more kind of complex civilization than I think we give them credit for. So it's an awesome way to explore their culture and also to really realize how much Viking culture is in our own culture, which is something that I never knew anything about. You know, the Vikings had such an influence the world, over Europe and over the people that followed them, that a lot of things in our culture today are inspired by the Vikings, and we don't even realize it. You know, several days of the week are named after Viking gods. Thursday is actually Thor's day. And so every time you say Thursday, you are, you know, honoring a Viking god, honoring Thor. And so that's something we don't even think about, but it's something that we do every day.
Again, we're talking to explorer Josh Gakes of Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown. I'm sure that history teachers love you, right, Josh? That if they find out about this show to their students,
you know, our goal is to get people excited about history. You know, I mean, one of the things I think that a lot of people have forgotten about is that there are a lot of mysteries still out there in the world to solve. There are a lot of things we don't know. And so this show is a show that tries to celebrate that and tries to say, look, there is a ton out there yet to be explored and yet to be discovered.
What I thought is the connectivity that you have to have with educators across the United States and maybe all over the world, that has got to be a thing a Travel Channel needs to do, it, you know, compared to another channel we're not going to talk about on this show. That the connection, if I was a teacher still, because I was a former teacher, I would love to show this to my students or tell them to watch it, because this is where they're going to see, why should I study history, Josh? Well, when you uncover it the way you're uncovering it, Josh, that changes the game. It changes the whole situation, because when they could touch it, feel it, and see it, it's different than, okay, I'm going to read it in a book. And that's what you're trying to do with your show.
It really is, because I have to say, you know, so much of history is really fascinating.
Oh, it is.
And it's exciting, you know, like when you watch Game of Thrones or something and you say, oh, man, Game of Thrones is so cool. It's just such an exciting story. So many of the stories throughout history of people conquering and different rulers and things like that is just as exciting and dramatic and bloody and filled with surprises as shows like Game of Thrones. But you have to experience it in a way that is exciting. And often, just reading the history of a place or the history of a culture doesn't necessarily grab you in that way. And so our goal is to hopefully take people on an exciting adventure where they learn some history along the way.
All right, Josh, best place we can connect. Everyone needs to tune in again to Expedition Unknown on the Travel Channel. Best place we can find info on you, Josh. Where can we go?
Well, you can go over to Travel Channel and watch the show Wednesday nights at 9, 8 Central, starting on December 27th. We have an all-new season. You can go over to travelchannel.com and learn more about the show. You can look me up on social media or head over to my website at joshuagates.com.
Well, I'm definitely going to have my kids watch this. This is definitely something that they're going to really enjoy. And I want them to love history as much as I love history because I have an undergrad in history. So, Josh, thanks for calling. Best of luck. And hope to have you back on to talk more about the next season and stuff. So thanks for calling.
Hey, anytime. I look forward to it.
All right, Josh. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Okay.
All the best.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.